Voters in former Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull's seat of Wentworth will head to the polls to choose a new representative on October the 20th. The Speaker of the House, Tony Smith, announced the date earlier today. The Liberal Party faces an uphill battle to retain the seat, although internal polling indicates a female candidate would give them a better chance of winning. For more, we're joined now by the ABC's election analyst, Anthony Green. Anthony, welcome.
Good afternoon.
So Wentworth is one of the wealthiest electorates in the country, but it's also more diverse than that particular fact suggests. Give us a snapshot of Wentworth.
Well, it basically covers two local government areas. Willara Council runs along the harbour, and it's certainly one of the richest local government areas in the country. It's got some of the best harbour views, therefore some of the most expensive land in Sydney, which means it's very expensive for the country as well. Most of the rest of the electorate is in Waverley Council, which covers the Bondi Beach, Bronte Beach, Tamarama. And while that's still very expensive property, very expensive area, has a lot more rental accommodation, a lot more people at different stages of their life. People are moving there, who will later move somewhere else to raise a family. But the whole area has gone upmarket substantially. The electorate used to include areas around Woolloomooloo and King's Cross, Darlinghurst, which were sort of much more, not nearly as affluent, but they were removed by a redistribution for the last election.
So the seat was held by Malcolm Turnbull on a very comfortable margin. How much of that is likely to have been a personal vote for him? Because that's the argument being made, particularly as Prime Minister, but also as such a high-profile person.
Well, he's not a high-profile person who grew up in the electorate and has got a lifelong connection with the electorate as well. I would say he's got at least between 5 and 10%. He's personal vote. He's had a huge personal increase in his vote since he first won the seat. I mean, the seat barely budged for several decades, and since he was member, they've taken it out into the double-digit territory where it didn't used to be.
Okay, given what we've seen in the past few days, is it still accurate to describe this as a traditionally safe Liberal seat? Because there's, a lot of talk about what might happen in terms of disruption here.
Well, I still think the Liberals are most likely to win it, and I wouldn't describe it as an uphill contest. It's a contest they'll have to fight for, but I would still say the Liberal Party would be favourite. I mean, they've never lost a seat in history. They're coming off a 62% personal first preference vote last time. Labor's picked a stronger candidate than they've had at some elections. I think the Greens have picked a weaker candidate. The Greens had been approaching Labor's vote in recent elections. I'm not sure they'll do that this time. There is the question of whether an independent like Karen Phelps will nominate before the election. That would make it more interesting. But certainly the reaction to the removal of Malcolm Turnbull as Prime Minister will not have gone down well in the electorate, which seems to have voted very strongly for him in the past.
Yeah, how likely is it, that there would be that kind of backlash? You dumped the Prime Minister, we're not helping you.
Well, there will be a backlash. I'm just not convinced it's going to be big enough to defeat them in the seat. There will be a backlash. They will suffer a loss. Look, basically, if they lose Wentworth, it's a horrific start to trying to win the next election. Mm. I mean, if you're losing a seat like Wentworth, you have got real problems. But the electorate is a small Liberal electorate. If you look at a whole bunch of variables, we did a lot of work at the vote compass at the last election, and of all the Liberal electorates, Wentworth was the electorate that most consistently had what some people call left-wing views, which is basically small Liberal views on social issues. It's consistently an electorate like that and has been for a long time. So that's why it's a complex electorate. It's a difficult electorate for more conservative leadership to defend at a by-election, given Malcolm Turnbull serviced it well as a small Liberal.
And what do you make of this internal polling that a female candidate would have better chances? I mean, what's the evidence of that?
Well, the evidence is that poll. you certainly see in tough contests, you see parties nominate more female candidates than they used to. Up until the 1980s, it was extremely rare to see a female candidate in the marginal seat. It's now pretty common in a tough contest to see the parties choose a female candidate. There's a perception that a woman seems to be more believable than a man. I think people expect male politicians to lie. I think that's why female politicians were seen to have sort of gone back on their word, a markdown much more quickly. I mean, that's a perception issue. That's a gender bias sort of issue, but I think that sort of thing is around. But I think that it's in public debate at the moment and seems to have had some relevance, especially if a high-profile female independent like Karen Phelps dominates.
Yeah, okay, let's go to Karen Phelps. You've mentioned her, and of course it looks likely, no, she's going to nominate. What does that mean? She's obviously got a huge profile, really, locally, but actually nationally as well. Former AMA president, a really prominent voice in the same-sex marriage campaign, lots of other hats she's held. Is she a real threat?
I'm not convinced. A candidate like her, she has to get at least 25% of the vote. And you don't get that by just putting your name on the ballot paper. You actually have to campaign, get out there, have how-to-vote cards from day one of the postal votes, have every polling place staffed, lots of advertising. It takes money, it takes organisation, and they've got 5 weeks to do it. In fact, they've got 2 weeks to do it before they start doing pre-poll voting. So they've got to get a hurry on if they want to do it. But just because someone's got a high-profile name, you've got to have a campaign around them as well. Otherwise, people just don't pay attention.
Former Liberal opposition leader John Hewson says candidate selection will be crucial, and that's pretty obvious, but here he is.
It's a seat where, for example, a strong independent in the climate of a protest vote could easily take that seat, given the magnitude of the swing that would be required. And we've seen some pretty large swings in by-elections in recent times, and in those circumstances, I would take nothing for granted.
So given that, the pre-selection for the Liberal Party is kind of key here, do they have anyone of that kind of standard?
Oh, look, I'll let others judge the quality of the Liberal
Party. Like how you did that.
I class party pre-selections as consenting acts between adults in private. It's the internal party rules and their own rules, and parties are pretty small, and who knows who. It's usually best to wait for the candidate to come out of the procedure because I'm certainly no judge of party internal processes that pick candidates. But they need to be cautious. We need to be careful and make sure they get a good candidate in case someone like Karen Phelps does nominate.
Yeah.
And the other thing, if Karen Phelps can nominate, she has to outpoll the Labor candidate. That's the thing. If she outpolls the Labor candidate, Labor and Greens are usually pretty disciplined about preferences. If she polls behind the Labor candidate, then her preferences are much more likely to elect Liberal. The other thing that she has to do, she has to explain why she's running against the Liberal Party. You have to have a reason why you're running against the Liberal Party in a safe Liberal Party seat. If she comes out and says, I'm going to vote to bring down the government, that's not going to help her campaign. So what's she running for? Mm. A high-profile independent is terrific, but I have to say what they're there for. And then she needs to do several things. One, she has to nominate. Two, she needs organisation and money. And three, she needs to state a reason why she's running. And if it's to punish the government, that may not well go down with the electorate.
That's fascinating, Anthony. Thank you for your time.
Thanks.
That's the ABC's election analyst, Anthony Green, and this is RN Drive.